So we can, you know, we can go through, we can reflect on each one of the eight freedoms and ten endowments and think about where we stand. And then lastly, a precious human birth not only has the eight freedoms, the ten endowments, but also has the three kinds of faith. And I won't go into these in too much detail. Maybe we can do this more in the groups. Otherwise I'll run out of time. So yes, we have faith. So that is contained in one of the endowments, but we can unpack what Shraddha is in more detail and more depth. And the three kind of faith really kind of point to the fact that Shraddha is not just an emotion. So they're said to be, and I'll just say them briefly and we can go into the study. But first of all, faith in realities. So this is said to be a more sort of cognitive aspect of faith. So it's a response to the Dharma, a response to the truth, a response to what is. So maybe it's a response to something like the truth of karma, the truth of conditionality. So you think, yes, that's the truth. And that leads you to a sense of conviction in the truth of the Dharma, and that helps you practice. So it's faith with a sort of, it's not just in the mind, is it? It's faith with a more sort of cognitive tinge, as it were. So secondly, faith in qualities. So this is much more emotional and affective, as it were. So it's, you know, you really respond to the qualities of the three jewels in a sort of more emotional, aesthetic way. A very strong, you know, kind of movement towards through feeling. So you take delight in the Buddha, Dharma or Sangha, or some aspect of the Buddha, Dharma or Sangha. And this aspect of faith is said to sort of, it feels like when that faith is in play, it feels like everything just sort of drops into place. Your life's been confused and it just sort of feels like everything kind of starts to drop into place. Faith is said to be like a water purifying gem, all the kind of silt and muddiness kind of are purified, and you have a sense of clarity, poise and calmness in your life. And then faith in capacities. So this is the sort of volitional aspect. So you've got a more cognitive aspect and a more emotional aspect and a more volitional aspect, sometimes called longing faith. So this is very important. I think this is important for us. You not only have the two other aspects of faith, that you feel that you are capable of attaining enlightenment. You know, you feel you're capable of following your potential through. You can do, and you want to do, you want to practice. So it's, the truth is, it might be, might take a long time, but it's not something kind of completely remote from you. It's something you're, you know, intimately connected with, that you resonate with and have the capacity for. So we can reflect, you know, on those three aspects of faith, and most of us, you know, probably have one in play more than the others, and we could think about how we could balance them up or why that is. So with all those things, freedoms, endowments and faith, we have the precious human birth. Like a wish-fulfilling gem, like a chintamani, a precious vase, as I've said, and it's like gold because it enables us to achieve unsurpassable enlightenment.